On the G&M Family Market phone line, we welcome back to the show from ABC 7 Fox 22, our friend John Alba. John, good afternoon to you.
Bringing me in with Nirvana today, I can dig that. You know, as a musician, I appreciate my early grunge and hard rock, so I'm a fan.
Come as you are. That's what we say here on Downtown. Where to begin? Let's start with this whole situation involving the Red Sox, Fenway Park, and racial taunts, insults, epithets hurled in the direction, along with a bag of peanuts, at Adam Jones of the Orioles last night. What is going on with these people?
What a disaster. I mean, this is something that just reminds me all the time of, to be quite honest with you, I absolutely hate fandom. The concept of fandom to me makes me very angry.
Thank you.
And it makes me angry because I know without fandom you don't have sports, but it's cyclical. And it feeds one another. It's a catch-22. But to me, it's just there comes a point where you have to be a decent human being. And these are clearly not decent human beings who went out there and did this. And it's that simple, especially, and this is a topic that, or an aspect rather of this that people aren't really talking about, is that baseball is in a movement right now where it's trying to market its new stars. It's trying to find its new stars and get them out there. Adam Jones is one of those guys. You know, Adam Jones is a legitimate star baseball player for Major League Baseball. And when something like this happens, it does not portray your fans of this game that you're trying to promote in a positive light. And what it comes down to at that point is how does your team respond? And I actually do think the Red Sox have done a good job in responding to this. John Henry met with Adam Jones today. And they released a good statement last night, which doesn't always happen when teams get in PR disasters like this. So let's just hope they do the right thing. But, I mean, what a shame, because I would say that a majority of the Red Sox fan base, while passionate, would never result to this extent.
Yeah, and it's that difference between legitimate fans and those who put fanaticism in the fandom side of things. And frankly, that percentage of people that like sports that are just abject idiots who really believe this way. And in that same group, I would lump those people who deny that this happened, who are the same people who denied that it happened to David Price, and probably, if they were old enough, would deny that it ever happened to Bill Russell.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it's a culture that perpetuates through this certain group of, again, it's hard to even call them fans, but it's something that's real. And it's funny that we actually start talking about this, because I do think there is an existing core group of fans that have this, mentality is the right word. I was reading Barstool today, and I never read Barstool because I absolutely hate Barstool. I think Barstool is the broiest website out there, and I'm sorry if I'm insulting anyone who enjoys Barstool, but there was an absolutely just horrifying article I read on Barstool, and the misogyny and the lack of empathy for victims of rape, and connecting it to sports. I think that's perpetuated a culture within fandom as well that results in actions like this happening, and it disgusts me, man. It really does.
Yeah, and there's a real connection, I think, between the people that shout racist things and the people who are also out there on social media absolutely attacking any woman who dares to have an opinion on sports.
For sure, and look at what happened last year. There was that video that went viral that had all those female journalists reading these misogynistic and absolutely disgusting tweets to men were sent to them.
Our friend Julie DeCaro, who put that together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I think that's the same culture that was perpetuated here with what happened with Adam Jones. It's disgusting, but I do think Major League Baseball and Red Sox are handling it in a proper manner. For
I sure hope so. Let's move on to tonight at the Garden, Game 2 of the NBA playoff series. Celtics certainly didn't start things out the way they wanted, but this team's playing some pretty good ball, playing inspired basketball, and I feel like tonight, if they can get a win, they might wrap this series up pretty quickly.
What a world, huh? You know, I said it on my sportscast the other night. Just a week and a half ago, people were saying Brad Stevens can't cut it. He doesn't have it. There's hot take city, Boston became. And, man, just totally 180. This team has pulled it together. They're playing with fire. Isaiah Thomas is playing with purpose for a multitude of reasons. The Wizards don't defend well. The Celtics are proving they can score. You know, defense wins championships normally, but in the NBA, you can stretch around that if you can put up enough points. And I like what I see from the Celtics very much so right now. And I think you're right. You win game two, you put yourself at a 2-0 advantage headed into Washington. You've proven in the last series that you can bounce back from adversity. Got to think that Celtics are not all that far from punching a ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals with a win tonight.
We're talking with John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22. Last week was a tough one in our business. I think anytime people lose their job, you got a feel for those folks. And massive layoffs, primarily of on-air talent at ESPN. And I know you've got some thoughts and perspective on that.
It hurt, man. It really hurt because I came from MLB Network before I came up here, and I had a lot of colleagues that I got to know at ESPN through working at MLB Network and having gone to school in Connecticut, too. And to see some really great people and, moreover, great reporters and great anchors laid off because of this general shift in the industry towards cord cutting and, moreover, the type of content that is being produced, it hurt because ESPN was once the pinnacle. I mean, ESPN was everyone's goal. If you got into this industry and wanted to be a sports broadcaster, at some point you wanted to get to ESPN. And you know what, Rich? I'm not so sure that's the deal anymore, you know? And what was most demoralizing to me was someone who really loves journalism. I absolutely love journalism. I love telling stories. I love pursuing the truth. And seeing some absolutely amazing journalists, some of the best in the industry, lose their jobs. What kind of message are we as an industry sending to the young people who want to pursue this, who want to tell great stories, who want to get the truth out there? What kind of message are we sending when the number one name in the industry is saying, you know what, that really doesn't matter anymore? And that was just something that had me thinking. And I hope that the younger generation, myself included, takes it upon ourselves to continue to pursue great stories and not let this hot take culture and opinion-based culture get in the way of that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we were talking with Chad Finn, the media critic of the Globe, yesterday, and he was down at Bristol talking with the folks there and came back having been told that they are going to continue to emphasize and support programs like Outside the Lines, and that's good because that is some of the best journalism out there in sports. But at the same time, this whole embrace debate culture that they've fostered, that Fox Sports has taken and run with, I worry about what that's doing to the future of sports broadcasting, because that's cheaper to do. That doesn't require research and assistance and the level of producers that it takes to do actual journalism. And if we get to a point where that's all that's out there, what's the point?
Well, and I think it's funny because we started this conversation about talking about the culture of fandom, and I think that embrace debate mentality is meant to play into that rabid fandom. Rabid fandom, you know, the people who would classify themselves as part of that may not necessarily be interested in reading an excellent 3,000-word in-depth piece on Alex Rodriguez and biogenesis. You know, they might be more interested in hearing what LeVar Ball has to say.
God, that's a depressing thought right there. John, before we let you go, I want to ask, you were working, had a little event with the Limitless Wrestling people. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. Well, it actually hasn't happened
yet. Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Okay.
No, I've been working with IWE, Independent Wrestling Entertainment, based in Brewer, as an extension of myself for sure. And I get to do that on Limitless Wrestling's May 13th event, Problematic, which will be in Westbrook, Maine at the Westbrook Armory. Really big show coming up. And I've been on this show before. You guys know I love professional wrestling because I think professional wrestling is great storytelling. And my character, if you're in for a good laugh, and they always say the best characters, and not just in wrestling, but I think in theater and in television and in movies, the best characters are extensions of the person playing them, turned up to 11, if you will.
So, will this be Jim Ross with better hair?
Well, think more Eric Bischoff with the great Ken doll hair. It was funny. I was down in Orlando in the beginning of April, covering WrestleMania and doing some stuff down there, and had a chance to cover Wally Mania. There were some incredible names down there. Jim Ross, one of them, Eric Bischoff. Had a chance to interview all these people, and Eric Bischoff's whole thing was he was a Ken doll back in the day. He looked all pretty and handsome, and one of my buddies always calls me a Ken doll, and he told Eric that to his face, and Eric stopped our interview, fixed my tie in the middle of it, and combed back my hair. I said, now you're a Ken doll. So you know what? Life's good, man. I'm living the gimmick, and I love it.
There you go. Well, we'll look forward to it then, May 13th.
May 13th down in Westbrook.
Fantastic. John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22. Always good talking with you. Thanks for checking in with us this afternoon. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds great, Rich. Thanks so much.